This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Nestle brings to mind Crunch Bars, Nespresso maybe, Häagen-Dazs ice cream, they own that too, various bottled water brands. Mark Schneider, though, the CEO of that company, when he thinks Nestle, he thinks pharmaceuticals, more specifically the intersection of nutrition and pharma. So 2 years ago, Nestle spent $2.5 billion to buy the company that came up with the first ever FDA-approved medication for peanut allergies. Dasha Afanasieva is a consumer goods reporter for Bloomberg in London, where she wrote about Nestle's acquisition of the peanut allergy treatment Palforzia and the peril therein. Dasha, thanks for being here.
It's good to be on. Thank you.
People think of Nestle, as I said in the introduction, they do not think pharmaceuticals. How did it come to pass that Nestle spent $2.5 billion on a pharmaceutical company that makes very specifically this medicine we're talking about?
Yeah, you're right. Historically, Nestle is known for things like candy bars and infant formula, but it was looking for new avenues of growth and decided that sort of this crossover between nutrition and health and pharma was where it wanted to be and it would be a high growth area. So it invested in this drug. And it didn't go very well.
No, it didn't at all, which is why we're talking to you. First of all, explain how this drug works, because, you know, millions of people have peanut allergies. It's a big deal for children. Explain how this thing works that would make it such a promising investment for Nestle.
So it sounded like a promising investment because it was FDA approved. But in reality, it's just peanut powder put into capsules. And it's measured very, very precisely. You can give your child a little bit of this peanut powder, see how they do, and gradually work them up so peanuts aren't really as dangerous for them.
It is, though, really high touch, right? I mean, it involves a lot of effort on the part of the would-be consumer to make this medicine, Palforzia, effective.
That's right. So it happens over 2 years and it involves lots of visits to the doctor's surgery, lots of monitoring. If you're the child, there's lots of things you can't do around the time when you take this treatment because you kind of have to keep your body temperature the same. So you're not supposed to exercise, you're not supposed to take hot showers. So it's a very big commitment for both the child and the parents.
Yeah. Nestle has, since your initial article came out and since this drug has not caught on, Nestle has said they're going to sell it off. They're going to write it down to the tune of something like $2 billion. One wonders whether Mark Schneider, the CEO of Nestle, in trying to move the company, maybe kind of didn't read the room on this particular investment.
Yeah, it's a funny one because he also used to be the CEO of a pharma company. Okay. So if anyone should know. And, you know, since they've formally launched the sales process, but as you said, they've taken a big write down. I think that they're still super interested in stuff that intersects where it's, you know, health and nutrition and that sort of stuff. But pharmaceuticals is not going to be something that Nestle invests in again, I think. You know, apart from this misstep, I think you also have to appreciate that the path to market is very different. You know, marketing to doctors and then indirectly patients is different to selling to supermarkets.
Yeah. Right. Well, let's talk about that marketing thing for a second, right? Because it's a totally different ballgame marketing, you know, Nespresso with George Clooney, which Nestle owns, versus a really expensive pharmaceutical.
It's super different because, you know, with Nespresso, it's similar in that you might be convincing somebody that they need a product, but the people you're convincing are completely different. Right. And, you know, regulators are different in different countries. You have all these different bodies you have to convince of both, you know, the efficacy and the cost effectiveness of something. And then all of that has to sort of percolate through to the end consumer and their parents, crucially.
Right.
So
right.
It's completely different to selling Kit Kats or Nespresso.
Right. Right. Dasha Afanasieva, she's a consumer goods reporter at Bloomberg News. We got her in London. Dasha, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.